1. Resource-oriented and wealth accumulation. Individuals with planets in Taurus Navamsha are focused on accumulating resources and wealth. Their sense of happiness is tied to material gains and their ability to gather possessions or secure financial stability. Taurus Navamsha represents a deep connection with the environment and resources available to the individual, depending on the Rashi sign from which they enter Taurus. 2. Environment-driven security. Taurus Navamsha is heavily influenced by the type of environment it transitions from. For instance, if coming from Aries into Taurus Navamsha, survival-level efforts and body strength become the resources. If transitioning from Taurus to Taurus, the individual is likely to operate in a more luxurious environment. The focus is on creating security, stability, and comfort by mastering one's surroundings. 3. Control over habits. Success in Taurus Navamsha depends on the individual's ability to manage and control habits, particularly related to food, speech, and family dynamics. Maintaining a disciplined approach to diet, speaking politely, and dedicating time to family is crucial to their overall well-being and resource accumulation. 4. Unlimited potential for resourcefulness. Taurus Navamsha provides endless opportunities for resourcefulness. Depending on the planets and influences, individuals have the potential to gather wealth and secure a comfortable life. There are no limits to what can be achieved as long as there is consistent effort and a focus on utilizing available resources effectively. Atmakaraka placement in Taurus Navamsha. 1. Atmakaraka in the first house in Taurus Navamsha. Individuals focus on their personal resources and physical body as their primary tools for success. Efforts towards self-improvement, physical well-being, and self-sufficiency dominate their lives. They seek happiness through securing and managing their own resources, often through hard work and a practical mindset. Atmakaraka in the second house in Taurus Navamsha, the emphasis is on accumulating wealth, food, and other material possessions. These individuals are strongly connected to family and lineage, as their soul's purpose revolves around creating financial stability and security for both themselves and their loved ones. Their speech and communication play a vital role in gathering resources. 3. Atmakaraka in the third house in Taurus Navamsha. For these individuals, siblings, friends, and close contacts become their primary resources. They often utilize relationships with their immediate social circle to gather wealth and resources, depending on those close to them for support and opportunities. 4. Atmakaraka in the fourth house in Taurus Navamsha. The focus here is on securing home and property as the ultimate source of wealth and happiness. Individuals with this placement may seek emotional security through land ownership, and their connection to the mother or family plays a significant role in their pursuit of stability. 5. In the fifth house in Taurus Navamsha. Knowledge, education, and creativity are key resources for these individuals. They seek to accumulate wealth and happiness through intellectual pursuits, speculative ventures, or creative fields. Children and the accumulation of knowledge are highly significant for their soul's journey. 6. Atmakaraka in the sixth house in Taurus Navamsha. These individuals focus on service, work, and problem-solving as their resources. They are likely to accumulate wealth through routine work, managing conflicts, or health-related professions. Their ability to work hard and improve circumstances for themselves and others is crucial to their success. 7. Atmakaraka in the seventh house in Taurus Navamsha. Partnerships and relationships are their primary resources. These individuals focus on creating wealth and security through marriage, business partnerships, or social relationships. They rely on their ability to collaborate and connect with others to achieve stability and resourcefulness. 8. Atmakaraka in the 8th house in Taurus Navamsha. Resources come through transformation, inheritance, or dealing with other people's wealth. Individuals with this placement often find themselves involved in managing joint finances, estates, or working through hidden sources of wealth. They may also deal with sudden gains or losses. 9. Atmakaraka in the 9th house in Taurus Navamsha. Higher education, wisdom, and spirituality become the individual's primary resources. They seek wealth and happiness through teaching, learning, and expanding their horizons. Travel and philosophical understanding play a vital role in their pursuit of security and material wealth. 10. Atmakaraka in the 10th house in Taurus Navamsha. Career and public standing are the main avenues through which these individuals accumulate wealth. They focus on building a stable profession and often aim for positions of authority or influence. Success in their career directly contributes to their material security and happiness. 11. Atmakaraka in the 11th house in Taurus Navamsha. Social networks, friends, and community become the individual's resources. They are driven to accumulate wealth through their connections and participation in large groups or organizations. Their success is often linked to their ability to tap into social resources and expand their influence. 12. Atmakaraka in the 12th house in Taurus Navamsha. Resources come through isolation, spirituality, or foreign lands. These individuals often find themselves drawn to accumulate wealth through work that involves solitude or working behind the scenes. They may also gain resources from foreign investments or by managing expenses carefully. Atmakaraka placements in Taurus Navamsha. One's sun as Atmakaraka. When the sun is Atmakaraka in Taurus Navamsha, individuals focus on leadership and authority within the realm of resources and wealth. Their sense of self-worth and happiness is derived from stability and accumulation of material wealth. They prefer to manage resources in an established, structured manner, often seeking to build their reputation or gain respect through their ability to control wealth and resources effectively. The sun here encourages individuals to lead with confidence, particularly in managing family resources or wealth. 2. Moon as Atmakaraka. The moon as Atmakaraka in Taurus Navamsha makes emotional connections to wealth and resources. These individuals often seek emotional security through the accumulation of possessions. They may rely on family or close relationships to help them secure material resources, and their mood is often tied to their financial situation. The moon here can indicate a strong attachment to home, comfort, and nurturing, with the person seeking to create emotional stability through material gains. 3. Mars as Atmakaraka. When Mars is Atmakaraka in Taurus Navamsha, the drive for resources comes from hard work and logical thinking. These individuals are action-oriented in gathering wealth and often see land, property, and real estate as valuable assets. Their approach to resource accumulation is direct and assertive, often involving personal effort and strategic planning. Mars emphasizes self-reliance and a focus on tangible physical resources. 4. Mercury as Atmakaraka. Mercury as Atmakaraka in Taurus Navamsha emphasizes the use of intellect, communication, and social connections as resources. Individuals rely on their relationships with siblings, neighbors, and friends to gather wealth. They are skilled at negotiating and using their intellect to secure resources, though their approach may vary depending on the other planets influencing Mercury. For example, Mercury in combination with Saturn could create a more pragmatic approach, while with the Moon, it could be more emotional. 5. Jupiter as Atmakaraka. Jupiter as Atmakaraka in Taurus Navamsha brings a focus on knowledge and wisdom as resources. These individuals accumulate wealth through intellectual pursuits, education, or teaching. They are driven by principles and long-term planning, often viewing material wealth as a means to support their broader philosophical or spiritual goals. Jupiter's expansive nature helps them see opportunities for wealth in areas related to learning and growth. 6. Venus as Atmakaraka. When Venus is Atmakaraka in Taurus Navamsha, beauty, creativity, and luxury become the primary resources. Individuals find happiness and security through artistic endeavors, wealth accumulation, and the pursuit of comfort. They are drawn to professions that involve aesthetics, such as art, design, or even businesses related to luxury goods. Venus encourages them to find balance in life through enjoying and managing resources that enhance comfort and beauty. 7. Saturn as Atmakaraka. Saturn as Atmakaraka in Taurus. Navamsha brings a cautious and methodical approach to resource accumulation. These individuals focus on building long-term security through hard work, patience, and persistence. Saturn emphasizes a sense of duty and responsibility toward family and societal expectations. While they may experience delays or obstacles in achieving financial security, their efforts eventually lead to stable and lasting wealth. 8. Rahu as Atmakaraka. Rahu in Taurus Navamsha pushes individuals to pursue wealth through unconventional or taboo methods. These individuals may take risks in business or use questionable tactics to secure resources. Rahu's influence creates an intense desire for material success, sometimes leading to shortcuts or manipulation. They are willing to push boundaries and seek out new ways to gather wealth, often through innovation or unorthodox means.